So as we've been wandering through the Maze of Illusions, through the variety of other fantastic activities, the crazy golf, the wonderful foot washing thing that we're looking at present really, and of course the hot food tent and all sorts of marvellous things here, and indeed through the legendary Avenue of Pumpkins that we wandered through. One name has actually been mentioned frequently and consistently as we've been walking through this, and that name has been whom, Katrina?
Tom Pierce.
And we are literally 2 or 3 metres away from Tom Pierce at this very moment.
We are, yes.
The excitement is getting almost too much. I might have to go for a retake on this particular sequence. Tom is currently rather like a field marshal, instructing his scary troops how to be even more scary for the evening performances.
Yes, we've had someone being instructed to go be a clown.
When somebody's instructed to be a clown by Tom Pierce, you're going to bet your bottom dollar he's going to actually maintain, or she will actually be that clown and totally become that clown. I've been blown away today, Tom, in all manner of ways. The golf, the wonderful Avenue of Pumpkins, the joy of the York Maze. This is, of course, the first time we've actually visited the award-winning York Maze just shy of Halloween. Good to see you as ever.
And you, how are we?
We're very good. A little bit scared. We've been a little bit confused in terms of whether we were stretched one way, dealing with illusions. I was hypnotised on 3 occasions by Katrina in the maze and had to be sort of physically slapped several times.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yeah, but, you know, that's okay. We can go with that because we are professionals. This is, Katrina, what are your thoughts on this sort of routine? Because I think we've been privileged insofar as clearly we were so impactful with respect to our Southside broadcaster's location duties that we scared all the children, the parents and families away, really.
Well, the bad news is you did arrive at the tail end of the day shift, so you've arrived as all the kids have left. I don't know whether that is anything to do with the islands.
I thought it was because I just said, hello, children. So what are your thoughts been, Katrina?
I think it's amazing. I'm
quite literally, Tom.
But the good news is that the evening shift is about to start, so in an hour's time we're going to open for York Maze Hallow Scream, which is a very different event to York Maze Halloween. Halloween being for the daytimes, it's a kids' event, you know, sort of family fun, Halloween fest, pumpkins, that sort of thing. Nighttime, the lights go down and it all gets a little bit sinister. So we've got two haunted houses running tonight, one called the Carnival, which is a clown-based haunted house, and one called Barnageddon, which is a subterranean netherworld type haunted house. We've got an audience with The Undertakers, which is a theatrical style show with a few stories and bangs and whistles along the way. And
always good to have a few stiffs, I find.
And The Curse of the Corn, which is a walk through the maze in the dark, which is always a laugh.
Well, you see, we went through the course and the Curse of the Corn today, basically, Katrina, and it was quite thrilling.
Yes.
That's in daytime.
Indeed.
Questions for Tom?
Are you open tomorrow and Sunday?
We are open the daytimes tomorrow and Sunday for the kids, yes, from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And last entry is at 3 o'clock. And we are open tonight but sold out. We're open tomorrow night but sold out. And there are a few tickets left for Sunday night, but not very many.
Can I have some tickets for Sunday?
Pressure, live on air!
It's lethal. You know, there are those of us who are going to be down in Lincoln, dealing with Bullfest, coping with the Lincoln sausage scenario, thinking, you know, with Katrina on full location stuff, great stuff. I've got to ask you, on a slightly serious note, one of the things we've been involved with on a campaign front with Rural TV and our colleagues there over the last year, Tom, and indeed the Women's Farmers Union, is to basically not have those Chinese lanterns in more maize fields, cornfields, and so on. Now, it's good to see you haven't got any around from that point of view, so you're presumably sort of sticking with that, or at least Chinese lanterns are kept to a minimum.
As we head towards a shop, I'm going to hide the ones on sale behind the counters. You'll never even know they're in there.
I think it's more the sort of folk who've actually been putting them up and obviously causing all manner of potential devastation, really.
Yes, and we weren't aware of the impact when somebody came to us and said, oh, you know, do you want to sell these? And we looked at them, oh, they're great, aren't they? And it's only over the course of this summer that I've realised that actually, you know, they're not so great after all.
You'd have literal Armageddon slightly south of York, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm almost amazed that there hasn't been a huge disaster yet, and I'm sure there will be very shortly.
No. The other great thing about this is certainly it's beginning to grow and develop now in a way that you really couldn't grow. I was saying to Katrina, it just seems like yesterday when we did our first location report with you back in the old location, and this seems to be really managing to carve its own niche in the kind of must-see events of the year.
It is, yeah. I mean, we've recently just won the York Large Visitor Attraction Award for Tourism Attraction of the Year. We then moved on and we've also been awarded the Yorkshire Award for Best Tourism Experience in Yorkshire. So, yeah, we are going from strength to strength. And
all those Siren FM interviews and Southside Broadcasting things, I knew that the pressure would tilt. It's tipping point time.
Absolutely, and it's done as a power of good, and here we are at the top of the game now.
Exactly, and long may we reign, and may you reign from that point of view. Another little confession that I'm going to share with you via Katrina. I hadn't realised she'd never actually carved a pumpkin.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
No.
What? You still haven't?
No. We didn't know whether we were allowed to touch the pumpkins, Tom, even though the avenue of pumpkins was very impressive.
No, well, we've got 7,500 pumpkins somewhere on site, so we shouldn't be short of a pumpkin.
And, I mean, just talking about from the ecological point of view, because I know one of the great things that we talked about, and I remember when we did an interview on the top of a double-decker bus that was actually in the other site, and we were talking about, clearly, there's a recycling status about the maize itself. Do you have a huge bonfire in a few days' time when all the maize actually is trimmed and you prepare for next year?
We do, 5th of November. Yeah, all the pumpkins we haven't used will be turned into soup and sold to the customers on the 5th of November. And the good news for you is the double-decker bus is still in service in the Curse of the Corn inhabited by monsters, freaks and loonies.
So no change there then, basically.
Absolutely no change at all.
Fair enough, we can go with that in full force. And yeah, I hopefully, yes, the weather will be good, because again, I'm having a nostalgic moment here, Tom. I remember the open air cinema of a few years ago. That was another classic.
Should we not go down that route, should we please, Alex? Not our finest moment.
No, it was memorable, and people still talk about it even today, as I just actually have. What's your favourite attraction yourself in terms of what we set up here? I mean, personally, I do really like the amazing the Hole of Mirrors. We were a little bit concerned about the golf because we thought full moon, possibly psychotic golfer, weapons, could be all sorts of problems there.
There is, but obviously that's going to be put away for this evening. We don't run all the attractions. We basically run these four nighttime attractions. All the dangerous, deadly things are taken away. Temptations were
crazy golf in the middle of the sort of total blackness. It's just going beyond. And just as one of your team is about to approach, hello, Rory. Fantastic. Quite shy, but hopefully we might grab a few words. Possibly the vampires. I don't know. Vampires need work experience as well. Would you like to give some name checks to the fine folk who have been actually working with you today? And indeed on the whole event?
Well, there are 65 actors.
Not all of them.
Tonight, so it might take us a minute or two.
And yeah, highlighters.
The core team have put a lot of work in. The build has been immense for this. We've had to start from scratch and build two haunted houses, which has literally taken sort of every hour of the day for the last 6 weeks. So Stuart, Greg and Leon have put an awful lot of work in, and if you're going to stay around tonight and check out the haunted houses, you'll see.
Because I gather, Katrina, your brother, who's now a Lambda undergraduate, doing his London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts thing, he'd also had some connections there.
Yes, my brother came and did some scaring people last year, so he came back with crazy makeup on and stuff.
Where is he now when we need him?
He's in London.
Doing actory things, as actors are actually prone to do, which is wonderful stuff. Tom, we'll speak with you again in a few moments. I can gather that obviously Rory's keen to get... In fact, Rory, what's it like working with Tom?
It's really good, actually. If a little unorganised.
Scandalous.
She's going so well now. She's forfeited her salary in one fell swoop, really. So what's your favourite? Where have you come from to take part in this whole thing, Rory?
Just outside of York. I live in the countryside, about 15 miles away.
And was it a case of you were wandering along the road one day and Tom said, right, you'll do, come on, in you come, you're going to scare people?
No, I know people who've done it before, and my brother came down with the Minster FM team last year. So it was
very scary people.
Just something to do over Halloween, because I don't normally do a lot, so...
Well, you see, Tom, it's obviously a social service you're putting on here, which is great. You know, not just a case of a scary maze, but genuinely.
The community, Alex, that's
exactly.
What it is.
It's fantastic. We'll speak with you again in a few moments. For the moment, what do you like to do?
Okay, no problems. We'll see you soon.
Well, Tom has kindly sort of availed us of the hospitality here, and we've just realised we're in a place which serves the best coffee in the north of England, bar none. Speaking to
Billy.
Billy. I remember you had to have a few moments there just to sort of think of your name. It can be very scary, particularly with some of the characters we've actually got around this York maze. How has this event been for yourself?
It's been really good, because I've only really worked this summer, and this is the first Halloween that I've done. But obviously, as you can tell by all the decorations that are in and around the place, and the level of commitment from the staff, we're aiming to make it one of the best, and we intend, hopefully, to improve year on year out. And just walking around, you can sometimes catch... an earshot of some of the customers talking about how impressed they've been as well, so as long as they go away with a good experience and pass that experience on to their friends, then we feel that we've done our job and we're happy with that.
I think that's absolutely wonderful, and anybody who can actually sort of be in catering and have some wonderful skulls on the counter, it's got to be, that means presumably just past customers who are expressing their happiness at the kind of coffee that's been served.
Well, yeah, it's all about the passion. That really, I'm quite a passionate guy, and you know, it's all about, you know, doing the best that we can do, really. And you know, as long as again, the customers are happy, it doesn't matter how, if it gets cold, it's raining, it's wet. You know, as long as the customers leave, that's the primary concern of all the staff here. And I really do think that it shows by the just the experience that most of the staff have. So yeah, I think it's
quality from start to finish. Katrina, any quick questions?
Yeah, are we expecting to see you dressed up scaring people in the maze tonight?
No, not me. Even though I don't have a tooth at the moment, so I'll be quite say, suited down. I'm basically the guy that's going to be cooking all the hot food for tonight. So
also an important job.
Yeah, a very smoky one actually. It is quite a nightmare working on there because you know. Smoke burns my eyes, but
I just sort of think, just for the benefit of people who might feel a little bit worried, I can hopefully assure folk via your good self that cannibalism is not on the agenda.
No.
You have to think about it, though.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking sort of zombies. You know, there seems to be a lack of zombies in the area, and I was just thinking they might actually save that for the evening performance and say, ooh, fresh brains, anyone?
No.
Excellent. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now, as we prepare to actually take part in the exciting dark Hallo Scream moment, Katrina, we've just been joined by a fabulous individual whose name is?
Simon.
Simon, good to touch base with you. Good stuff. Have we met before?
We haven't, no.
Well, there we are, you see. Your time just blurs into one thing. So what's your particular role within the fabulous York Maze?
I'm the catering manager.
So really the very crucial person of whom Bob was speaking yesterday, the legendary Simon.
Indeed, yes.
I say yesterday, it was only a few moments ago, but it seemed like a very long coffee and a lovely hot chocolate as well. Did you enjoy your hot chocolate, Katrina?
Yes, I did. It's lovely.
So it's a win-win. We were just commenting, actually, that what you've got here is even better than previous catering scenarios, because in the event of the weather not being great, you've got perfect sort of residency to actually sort of obviously feed and water the customers.
Yeah, we've just tried to design a menu that really gives people a full range of choice. So, you know, be it cold, be it hot, throughout the year we can just cater for, you know, what people actually need. And it's nice. It's very well received. It's all homemade. We source the best ingredients from award-winning manufacturers across the county. So we're really proud to kind of push Yorkshire food forward.
And that's the next thing, because clearly on a weekend which sees Tastes of Lincolnshire celebrate the sausage, I always think when I'm speaking to our colleagues in Lincolnshire, yes, that's all very good, but let's look at Yorkshire for celebrating its food. And what you're saying is obviously you're looking to source locally wherever possible.
Yeah, I just like, you know, I think that a lot of tourist attractions do tend to, you know, try and use food that's as profitable as possible, and that usually means stuff that's, you know, produced on a mass scale, you know, often abroad. And, you know, wherever we're from, you know, we should all put money back into our local economy, and, you know, and also just cherish the things that we do very well and have done for a long time. And there's some great examples here of that.
Well, I know we're also promoting the work of Sarah Gayton in Derbyshire, who's looking to actually get all British farmers' efforts recognised in part of the run-up to the Olympics by actually sort of getting food sourced from that point of view. So that's something else. Katrina, questions at the present?
What's on the menu for tonight's Hallo Scream?
Well, we've got four different types of homemade soup. We've got jacket potatoes, we've got burgers, we've got sausages, loads of sandwiches, hot drinks. We do popcorn, candy floss, nachos.
You see, those are all mouth-watering treats for folks such as Katrina and myself, but I'm just thinking at this particular point here, I sense an absence of brains for any zombies who might be actually out there.
Well, we did actually do some Halloween-themed food for the opening night, and we had cookies with almonds for fingernails. We had eyeballs made of lychees, boiled eggs.
This is getting better. This is getting good.
We had peeled radishes with roots on for eyeballs with optical nerves. We had beef Wellington in the shape of an arm. We had a fish pie in the shape of a torso.
And blood, perhaps, for our vampire friends?
We had lots of strawberry juice. Yes, yeah. It was quite a gory...
We love the strawberry juice, I gather.
Yes, it was quite potent, mixed with washed down with a nice glass of mulled wine.
I'm not surprised.
Exactly.
And I'm just thinking to myself, actually, as our head chef, Aaron Craig, who sadly couldn't be with us today, Heston Blumenthal will be duly impressed. He trained with Heston, so great stuff.
Good. I'd say that as complimentary.
Excellent. For the moment, as questions come through and all sorts of things and people are being lost left, right and centre, but it is a maze after all.
It is, yes.
We salute you. And presumably you're already thinking ahead to 2011.
Yes, very much so. And indeed, as you said earlier about the Olympics for 2012... you know, we're looking at putting in a third cafe and additional food offers, and really just looking at the feedback that we got this year and trying to establish what else we can do to enhance the visit that people have.
Well, we were speaking earlier with I was going to say Mr. Tracy there for a moment, but, you know, it's all getting very, very confusing from this whole side of things. But we were talking about the theme, and clearly we had the Battle of Britain, I believe, this year.
Yes, we did, yes, which was very successful, the world's biggest Spitfire.
Yeah, you see, it just gets one thing after another. Now, I know that things are always kept under wraps, but any thoughts about where we're going for 2011 as far as themes are concerned?
I would not be able to say.
But equally, you've got to appreciate, as journalists, we have to ask the question.
Oh, indeed. I mean, if I had some ideas of my own, I'd quite happily drop a few. But I'm unfortunately responsible for catering only, and I have nothing to do with the design.
Always good. That's the important thing. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
Pleasure. Thanks to me.